Now, will you notice the next, verse 4, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great prize. Now, you are to have on an ornament, but it's to be on the inside. It's to be a marvelous, wonderful person. Have you ever stopped to think that in the little book of Ruth, and I've majored in that book and I love it, and you remember when Boaz went in the field and he saw that girl, and she was beautiful, let me tell you, that maid of Moab, Ruth, and he saw her and he fell in love with her. But did you notice something else? That he had heard of her character. That she had a marvelous, wonderful character. And believe me, he fell in love with her. And today, Avon products, very helpful. And other products are very good. Helen Rubinstein does pretty good. I see nothing wrong in using anything that'll make you look better, my friend. All of us want to look the best we possibly can. But we need today more inward adornment. And that's the thing that is important. Yes, it's nice to look well on the outside. You remember, be not the first by whom the new is tried, nor the last to lay the old aside. Be in style. Dress up in a way that's becoming. But don't use that as the means of trying to win somebody to the Lord. Now will you notice, we move on down here. For after this manner, this is verse 5, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection under their own husbands. Now, you'll find that true of, for instance, Sarah, and I've already mentioned Ruth. She's in the line that led to Christ, you know. And then there was not only Sarah, but there was Rachel, and it says she was beautiful. And old Jacob fell in love with her. She's the one bright spot in that man's life. And it was a pretty dark life, by the way. And the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Now, Sarah was a beautiful woman. Several kings wanted her as a wife, by the way. And Abraham had a great problem in that connection. But she called him my Lord. She looked up to Abraham. And it's wonderful when a wife has a husband she can look up to. Verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters are ye, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any terror. Now, in like manner. Now, what about the husbands? In like manner, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, it would seem to me that the wife here is a Christian and the husband is a Christian when he gives instructions to the husband. But I take it would be applicable either way. He's to treat her as the weaker vessel, and he's to give honor to her because of that. You see, because she is a weaker vessel, and this women's lib today, I don't think it's going to last very long. I think a woman wants to be a woman just as a man wants to be a man. And because she's the weaker vessel, she's to be treated with honor. The man is to give first place to her. She gets in the car first. He holds the door, that is, before they're married. And then when they go into a place, why, she goes first. He walks on the sidewalk on the outside. Why? For her protection, you see. He's to treat her with honor. And when a woman loses her place, may I say to you, she doesn't go up, she goes down. She falls down. And when she takes her place, she can be treated with honor and given her rightful position. And so the husband is to treat her like that. And I think every husband ought to treat his wife with something special, by the way. She's something special. And that's the way she should be treated. And then he says that your prayers be not hindered. One of the things today that will ruin your family altar, and there's no use praying together, my friend, if you're not getting along, if you're fighting like cats and dogs, well, God just doesn't hear cats and dogs. It's when you're in agreement.